Welcome, family and friends, to Unlock with Keys, the show where I interview you to unlock your story with me. I am your host, Mykia Latia, and today we're going to unlock our purpose. Yeah, let's do that. We are joined with an ambitious couple. They have won 28 total awards, more to come. They are located in 10 different states. Their co-founder is one of the first Black woman to own a tequila company, featured in Essence, Forbes magazine, you name it. They are the owners of Antille Tequila. Let's give it up.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think we have breaking news, too.
Oh, come on, we just started.
Breaking, I'm going to let you know, my wife take that as far as our awards. We are now up to.
We're up to 40, actually. We just won.
Yeah. I was 12 short. I'm so sorry.
It just happened. Literally, it just happened. So this is competition season for the spirits industry. And so we have, what, 5 more competitions?
Yes, we do. We have a goal for 50.
Yeah.
This year. Well, this year. We're saying for
only,
this year.
What are we? What's this, the fifth month?
Yeah. Of the year. But
and y'all just going.
You have to be aggressive. You have to, first of all, you have to have a good product.
Absolutely.
So it's all about the product, of course. But, you know, with us, when we launched in 2018, we really just thought, okay, let's test the brand in the Michigan market. And Michigan is not known for tequila whatsoever. It's more whiskey, bourbon, craft beer, whatever, you know. But we're going to change that stigma. And the worst case scenario is if it didn't sell, we have tequila for life.
Like that was our goal, right? If it didn't work out,
you love
but it worked out, right?
Yes.
You know, and 2019, we just focused all on Michigan. I mean, I was all over the place, driving around Michigan. We won our first award, best Michigan-based tequila brand in the Metro Times. So about, I think, 30,000 people voted for us. And then it just kind of went from there. And now, we're at 40 awards and accolades since 2019. And our goal for the end of this year is 50. But, yes, I like what you're saying. 100.
I mean, absolutely. Why not? If anyone told me to shoot for the stars, it's going to be done. Like, and I want to dive into, like, how we all know each other, the process of your tequila, because it's such a the quality is so amazing. It's a great, great quality. So I want to go on set. Because you guys taught me a lot because we used to do the show together. That was so fun.
Yes, we did.
So I want to dive into all of that.
Okay.
Before we do that, I want to play a game with y'all. You want to play a game
with me? Let's do it.
Okay.
Okay. So this game is called Give Me 3 Keys. And basically what you're going to do is grab a piece of paper. And on that piece of paper is going to be 3 keys of anything. And you give me 3 keys that pretty much relates to you the most.
Okay. Let me see. Right. Let me see what
I'm just gonna grab mine and have it ready.
Right. Okay. 3 keys. Do I read it out loud?
Yeah.
3 keys to peace.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
And look, we were just on vacation last week, right?
Hello.
So one of those things of peace was actually sitting by the water. And just hearing the waves. And having just that peaceful moment, because water is so peaceful to me, and also I know to my husband as well, and it just really brings you peace, you know, doing that. Another one for me actually is reading. Reading brings me peace.
Yep.
It makes me not think about everything that I have to do, because we do have all of these companies and we have all of these things going on, but reading. Uplifting stories, uplifting poems or anything like that, that brings me peace as well. And also, I believe, you know, self-care for me would be taking a bath.
Okay.
You know, of course, taking a bath and with candles, you know, scented, you know, maybe have a little wine, you know, some cheese and some grapes or something.
Okay,
that's me. You know, right. You got to have the whole thing in the tub and have peace. No one is bothering you. You know, some nice soft music. Stay in there about a good hour.
Wow.
That is so peaceful to me.
Ooh.
So those are some things. Those are my 3 keys to peace.
We are like the same. I'm going to get on your level with the charcuterie in the tub because, wow.
I'm going to try that. I did that when I was younger, actually. Really? When I was younger, I used to take baths like that. I would have a whole tray of snacks, and my mom were like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm going to take a bath. And I would have, like, cheese and apples and everything, and wow. I would be like, okay, I'm going to be in there like an hour. Don't buy. I was like 10 and 11 doing this, so I started that young.
Listen, she's like, this is the life I'm going to live, and we're going to get started right now.
Yes.
I love that. Yes. Okay, I never thought about eating. I love to eat, so.
you got to have a snack. Like, what? You know, listen, you don't want to get out of the tub. You all comfortable, and then, you know, you have a little bite. Yeah.
What I'm getting like from that is we need a bigger bathroom with one of those plunge tubs.
We need a hot tub.
So we can float, too. The tray.
Yes.
I like that.
Like when you go on vacation, they bring it to you. Absolutely.
On my bucket list.
But no pressure. So I have three things that make you happy. Oh. So I love being outside. You know, the wintertime when it comes around and we all have seasonal depression. For the most part, it bums me out when I can't get outside and, you know, just experience the elements, you know, take a walk or be by the water, you know, whatever it may be. So that's one of the biggest things that I love. That gives me happiness. Another thing that really makes me happy is my wife's story getting out there in the world, because it was back in 2019, and a lot of people, you know, still don't know. She's a 19-year pancreatic cancer survivor, and she is
it'll be 10 years next
10
month.
Year wow. breast cancer survivor. Yeah. So next it's month. It's a scenario where, you know, that's a whole other story, but talking to her and saying you need to share your story. You need, because it inspires, it motivates, it helps people, and that is just truly important. And then the other thing that makes me happy, really brings me a lot of happiness, is creating and building. Wow. I'm such a creative person that back in, you know, corporate life, when I worked for, you know, particular companies, I really didn't get to unlock that creative side.
You don't think so?
I didn't. 100%. I really didn't. Because
he is telling a whole story.
But you're managed. You can only do so much. Absolutely. When you don't sign the checks, you know, it's a scenario that you can only do so much. And so now we can do anything. We can, you know, I don't have to be in a meeting for 3 hours to walk away with two bullet points. We can be in a meeting for 2 minutes and walk away with 50 bullet points. And so the creativeness, I love being creative. And that's, you know, Teak Life, that platform, super creative and creating content and helping others, you know, with their, you know, creative sides and building their brands. So those are three things that really make me happy.
The reason why I said you're telling a story is because so how we met, Nate, obviously, you know, we worked together. Don hired me, and you were the reason I loved working there. And I felt like he just set me up to just love this place. And, oh, yeah, time for a meeting. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. These are our goals. What's going on? Like, literally, it was so interactive, so creative, so fun. Oh, you want to do what did we do? Monday Fun Day or something. The different, you gave opportunities even for us to explore our creative sides. Like, and you were just so open to so much creativity being in the pool. And but I see what you're saying. You probably felt like I wanted to do more.
I did.
You did a lot. I want to say that.
I appreciate that. I mean, I really do. You know, to know that I've had an impact, you know, is truly meaningful. And with that, it began to change. And so when that atmosphere, that culture began to change, you know, I lost my passion. When I couldn't do those type of things, when I couldn't bring in fruit, you know, for the team, when I couldn't, you know, have game time, or I remember, you know, when I was a DVP and I had 800 people reporting to me, I'd have Monday motivation for like 10 minutes. We'd dim all the lights. And we'd play, you know, motivational meditation music for people to relax and unwind and get ready for the work week. And, you know, when that those types of things started to get criticized, I lost my happiness. I lost my passion and my fuel. And it was, I started questioning, what am I really doing? You know, am I just a manager or am I truly a leader? And there's a big difference between the two. So that was, you know, my downfall, but really that was where my life began to open. Mm-hmm. It began to change, and that's what I'm really grateful for is I started this new path for myself. Wow. Didn't know it at the time what was about to happen, but that's when it started.
Exactly.
That's amazing. So that's kind of pretty much where you all started to unlock your purpose in a way and really dive into, you know, why am I here? What, you know, there's more inside. How do I, you know, unlock and discover that more in me?
And truly, that's how it happened. It got unlocked because I asked him a question. I said, well, you know, with all of this, he was going back and forth on what do we need to do? You know, there's so much more out here for us to do. And I said, well, if you could do anything and if you, what would you do? And
he, I don't want a tequila company, but and here's the thing.
I asked him this question.
Miss Wife, she's amazing.
You know, the power of a woman, you know, but she said, and this is where we default in society. I immediately said afterwards, but there's no way we can do that. We gravitate a lot more towards what we can't do than what we can actually do because society doesn't set us up to succeed outside of going to college, getting a career. You know, all of these things, it's like if you become an entrepreneur and you go out on your own path, it's a scenario where you're almost shunned, you know, within your family, or you're looked down on. When are you just going to get a job? And, you know, I realized that there was more for me in this world. And I, you know, with Nay being a 2-time cancer survivor, that couldn't go in vain. There's a reason that she's here. And we needed to figure that piece out. And I think we kind of did. And we didn't even know at the time that she was the first black woman to own or co-own a tequila brand. I found it out by accident.
Yeah.
I just started brainstorming the creative side.
Wow. Yeah. But that's the thing. He did go to what society, you know, says you can't do. And my response, of course, was like, why not? Because I'm that person. Yeah. Like, we can do anything. That's where I come from. And maybe it is from me surviving pancreatic cancer. That was something, you know, that's something that a lot of people don't survive from. And me being able to do that and having that mindset when I was going through that challenge, that I was going to be okay. I was like, I'm going to be just fine. I have stuff to do. I don't have time to be dying here. So I have stuff to do. So that sets my mindset up to like anything is possible. So my response to him when he said, oh, we can't do that. I was like, why not? And I went out to prove that we could.
Oh, and she proved it. Because in 2 days, she found. So she speaks Spanish.
Okay, nice.
So in 2 days. She found the distillery that we work with.
Okay.
To this day.
Yes.
In 2 days, she found it. And it was, you know, in my head, I'm like, oh, man. Like, can we really do this? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was still skeptical. And
long I'm a financial
story short,
analyst by career. So I came up with a forecast and a budget. And I said, this is what we need.
And we made it happen. Wow. You know, and we tested. We tried. We did it all by mail, and you know, we didn't go down there at first, and it just kind of evolved. And at that time, I wasn't going to leave my job, but I knew if we're going to do this, plus the unhappiness that I was feeling at my job, in my position, and how much it had changed as far as the culture, I knew I would be miserable.
Right.
So let's.
Trying to do all
you know,
of
let's
it.
Walk out on faith. And you know, I had a woman to support my decision. I stacked away some money to survive 1 year. And coming, you know, this September?
October.
It'll be 5 years that I have not worked for another company.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's just.
I think he's doing just fine.
I think so, too. I think it worked out.
We're doing all right. But, you know, you have to have a strong support system.
Right.
You also have to have, you know, some sort of a financial plan. You know, we have business experience prior to that. And then we also created other companies to supplement, you know, some income. But then it also gives back to the community because we help other people, you know, with our business consulting company, Curious Inception. We help them start their, you know, the path towards their dreams.
Yes.
And, you know, it's become, it's just really snowballed into some other things that we never saw coming.
I know. Wow. We've had to create companies because of things that have come about that we didn't anticipate. We didn't anticipate. And we have to, you know, some things that you have to do, you have to separate them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and we won't say any names, but one of the companies we had to create is because we're going to have celebrity partners. Wow. So that has to be a totally different company because, you know, Antio has its own investors and things of that nature. And we wanted to make sure all of these are separate. And so with our celebrity partners as well, we want to make sure they know we're taking right. care of you in this wow. in this manner. So we've had the business foundation. Both Don and I have had businesses in the past. We did not know about tequila, though, but I learned very quickly
The business in this side process. Like the liquor industry.
Yeah, the liquor industry. I know how to set up any business. Wow. Okay. So that's part of my job with our Curious Inception business. But we did not know the ins and outs of the spirits industry. I know now. And I can tell anybody about it. But it was a on the job training type of situation. But I learned very fast.
You know what's interesting? First, I want to say I've even seen you two, you know, firsthand working together, and just your dynamic is incredible. Like, it is, like they say, power couple, couple goals. This is a couple goals that I will stamp because I don't know about them other people, but I've seen it firsthand just how you two work well together, and you're so educated in the financial part, that mm-hmm. the business aspect, and you know so much about tequila and spirits, and mm-hmm. I was like, why is this a thing? Like, back when I was 21 and taking my shots, Don would say, you don't take a shot of tequila, you sip it. I said, oh, that's why it wasn't really working out the way.
You did learn that. I forget that. Yeah. I forgot about that.
And then I started to really pay attention to the quality of the taste.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's what I really love about your tequila. Like, the quality is different. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, it is distilled for, is it 2 years?
So the distillation process, so agave takes 7 years to grow. So wow. the plant to create tequila, it takes 7 years just to grow it, to get to the point where you can make tequila. And so it goes through the distillation process. Distillation process probably takes a good, you know, 25, 30 days, whatever like that. And then you have a blanco tequila. So after that distillation process, it is bottled. Wow. That's where all tequila starts, the blanco tequila.
Yeah.
From reposado, añejo, extra añejo, that's where the time frame varies. So our reposado is aged for 8 months in Tennessee whiskey barrels.
Okay.
We don't have an añejo on the market yet. We're creating something very special.
Yes.
We are planning next year.
Wow.
A lot of people have been asking, so this is actually right. breaking
news. I'm sure
news.
It's like the thing.
Yeah.
It is, but we always say our reposado actually drinks like añejo.
It does. Yeah.
You know,
it really does. And then our flavors, you know, we created the world's only coconut lime blanco, and right. then we had a limited edition Turaco blood orange infused, and it's infused with Turaco blood oranges that are grown in Sicily, Italy. So it took this amazing woman 1 year just to find the right natural flavoring extract, and it came from Sicily. So
you said just 1 year?
1 year.
Just 1 year. One whole year.
Well, you know.
That's beautiful. That's a lot of dedication.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, because I like to say we made this tequila so I can drink it as well. Just because right. of the fact of me and my pancreatic cancer and breast cancer. And I know a lot of people who have cancer and things. And I'm not saying you have to drink, you know, or anything like that. But I do know that there are survivors who are like, you know, can I still have something? Mm-hmm. You know, so I try to educate people that you can still drink tequila. You know, don't have all these sugary, you know, right. additives in it. Yeah. But you can still drink tequila. So we made it so that I can drink it. So it is, you know, our Blanco. All of them are naturally gluten-free, one, because it comes from a plant.
Yeah.
And tequila is actually better for my body, if I'm going to drink it, to digest than some other spirits, you know, like vodka, like bourbon. Those things I can't really digest that well. I love rum, but I can't drink rum because wow. it's made from sugar cane or molasses, and that is a whole bunch of sugar. So I like the fact that we educate people on the tequila, on drinking tequila. how it can affect your body and just different things like that. And now we are like the leaders of infused tequila just because we do have the world's only coconut lime blanco. Yeah. And we have the first Tarraco blood orange, and we're coming out with another, expression.
That's going to be exciting. It'll be a first.
It's okay. Going to be a first as well, because of course we like doing things differently. We like doing things, as Don likes to say.
We're disruptors.
Yeah.
I don't. So one of the people that I look up to is Dame Dash. I really am a big fan of Dame Dash. And actually, him on The Breakfast Club really started this transition of me leaving the job, you know. And that's a whole other conversation. But with Dame Dash, it was amazing. I've watched it at least 45 million times.
That's because there's one real piece in there that likes. Yeah.
Another man,
I feel
daddy.
Like I know.
So, you know, and the security. You can't have security at a job when at any point they can walk up to you and tap you on the shoulder and say, we don't need you anymore. So those two things. But Dame Dash always says, you know, never hustle on a crowded block. So with us creating our own tequila brand, we could have came out just like every other brand, Blanco, Repo, Añejo. But what's the fun in that? What's the difference in that? So let's do something. If we're really going to do it, let's just you know, get funky and do it our way. And that's why we created the world's only coconut lime. And the infused vodka sector is just so huge. Mm-hmm. But vodka sales are actually starting to slip. And tequila is now taking over. Yes. And it is expected next year to surpass vodka sales to be the number one selling spirit in the world.
Wow.
So that's how hot and popular tequila is. So we got in at a good timing. But with the flavors, we wanted to bring some of those people back to drinking tequila, where they were like, you know, back in 1973 on spring break, they had a bad experience with a terrible tequila.
We know what they were drinking 95% of the time.
Yeah. And
not
so
say it.
We ain't
saying
it.
We're not saying no names.
But they like margaritas. Okay. You know, they'll have the occasional margarita when they go to a restaurant. Yeah. So let's create a flavor profile that kind of mimics, you know, a coconut margarita. Mm-hmm. And it's clean. And so when people try it, they're like, well, this isn't what I expected. This is very different. And then the you know, people that don't like coconut or are allergic.
Right.
Citrus. Let's do a blood orange. Let's do an all natural. Right. No sugar added. And so, you know, that's where it kind of, but we're disruptors. I like to do things my way. Going back to when we worked together, that was the thing. I like to do things my way. I don't like to have a boss telling me what to do, you know, and checking me. I have some great stories where I was called into an office because of this or that. And it's just, you know, why?
Right.
If we're doing well, you know, we don't have to worry. Let's just continue the well-oiled machine. Just let it go. And you know, all the times, like I would on the low, you get the work done and we empty out, you know, we empty out the pool. Y'all can leave. Who cares?
The best.
Right.
So,
absolute best.
You know, that's what it is. It's all about getting it done.
Yeah.
You know, so speaking of such, so when you hired me, one of the first things he said to me in the interview was, get comfortable with being uncomfortable. He said, can you do that? And obviously I wanted the job, so of course I can do that. So I was like, yes, get uncomfortable. But I thought about it so much until like it was my first day. I'm like, am I going to be uncomfortable? Like, what is this man meaning? And I thought about it more of just how, like, change is just so constant. And so tell me about when you all were building, you know, your brand and trying out trial and error. What were some uncomfortable challenges that you ran into?
I mean, so
we got how much time we have? Like, there's always challenges in business.
Before you dive into it, I want to, because people, you know, when you're chasing and finding your passion, your purpose, we forget that, but on the outside looking in, people aren't paying attention to the fact that, you know, it's not always glamour and gold.
No.
There is hard work that goes into it, and it may not, you know, pan out how you plan it.
Always.
So tell me about those uncomfortable challenges.
I am 100%. Like, I was more uncomfortable than Nay. I mean, because with Nay going through pancreatic cancer, beating, you know, that, I mean,
I don't worry like that. I really don't.
Yeah, different perspective. So for me, I had to unbox a lot of things. And so the best thing that came out of it is I had to face some demons. So I had to look into my accountability mirror and see who I was. And What I mean by unpack is going through depression, going through anxiety and how to deal with it. You know, because this being an entrepreneur, owning your own companies and building something, whatever it may be, a brand, a podcast, a TV show, it doesn't matter. It comes with a lot of stress. It comes with a lot of, you know, anxiety. And there were times where I broke down. I mean, I just completely broke down. And it wasn't because I didn't have faith. It's because I had to go through this. Like, I had to figure out who I was and what we were really doing. But really, I was detoxing.
Wow.
So I was detoxing from the corporate model, you know, of you go to work and you get paid, all of these different things. Now you have to do it yourself. So me going through those stresses and going through doubt, and the story that I always tell is, you know, when I asked the universe for a sign, you know, I hadn't slept for like 3 days because it was just such on my mind. Are we going to, because you have a fear of failure.
But, everybody does.
But failure is good. Like I've realized failure is great because some of our failures have turned into our biggest opportunities.
Absolutely.
So I always had this sense of you know, failure. And that was really stemming from what other people thought. And once I didn't, you know, care about what other people thought, I had no fear of failure. I had no fear of anything. But I asked the universe to show me a sign. And I thought that sign was going to be like, you know, getting into 500 stores like Meijer, right. Kroger and all that.
All this stuff that we needed.
Yeah.
Something.
That's what I wanted. Like, you know, but the signs don't come. You have to pay attention to the signs around you to keep going that show you, okay, this is where you belong. And I opened up the blinds. I was on the phone with a friend, and I said, I got to let you go. I think I saw a hummingbird. And I fed the hummingbird feeder, went outside, and there was a hummingbird. Now, I had never seen in my life in our backyard a hummingbird in the 5-6 years that we had lived there. And all of a sudden, when I asked the universe for a sign, I saw a hummingbird. And on the back of our bottle, it has the story of the hummingbird that I wrote. And if a hummingbird flies over you, it means great things are coming your way. That hummingbird flew right over my head. And I actually cried because I called my sister and I was like, this it just happened. She goes, that was your sign.
Yeah, because he called me and I said the same
thing. I was bugging.
Because, too, if you know Antio, our logo is a hummingbird.
Right, exactly.
And so it was a very important sign. And he's had a lot of challenges just with, as he was talking about, depression and anxiety. I actually approach challenges differently, of course. But like how you said, how we work together is because we are different. Yeah. We have a lot of strengths that each other doesn't have and weaknesses, you know, and things like that. So we're yin and yang, you know. So that's probably why we work really well, because we balance each other out. Because I approach challenges like, okay, I'm about to figure it out. I don't get stressed about it. I'm just like, okay, so what do I need to do? that is me. You know, so we had a very big challenge with our labels that were approved and then they weren't approved, and we already had some. And
the government made a mistake.
The government made a mistake
when they approved our labels initially.
And it was such a big issue because we had already gotten some labels made, and this is money, you know. All of these things are money, you know. And I was like, okay, how do we fix this? And got it fixed and everything. But it is a stressful time sometimes, you know. A lot of these things that you don't know are coming, you know, in businesses, because business is a challenge every day on different things that happen. And for me, it's always, okay, how do I resolve this? Let's move on.
Right.
You know, because if I start stressing about it, I'm not going to resolve it at that moment. And me, I need to resolve it. Like, I need to get it done. So, yeah.
She's it's like a restaurant. And she's like the front end of the house. I'm the back end. So that's the other thing, is to make a dynamic like this work, we have to understand and appreciate our strengths and our weaknesses. So she picks up where I'm not great. And I pick up where she has an opportunity. And we have our separate roles. We have our separate offices. And it just works out really, really well. So once I saw that hummingbird, that's when things started to calm. It was still a process for me to go through anxiety and depression, you know, stresses, you know, all the mental health, you know, things that go along with life in general, but also owning and operating a business, having a family, having bills, all of these different things. But it started, and now I'm just so completely different. Like I don't stress out like I used to. I don't trip out like I used to about little things, you know. It's just you get frustrated, but that's life.
Right.
And it's all about how you approach it.
Always.
And so that's where her help, she has helped me tremendously. But I think you go through the stresses and all of that, and they teach you these incredible valuable lessons.
Absolutely.
And you know, those are some of the things that just kind of go through you with life. You know, you just harness them and hold on to them because these are life lessons. And it's just been a great ride, you know, the last year and a half. The amount that we've grown through a pandemic has just been unbelievable.
Go ahead, Nate.
I was just going to say, when the pandemic started, we were just in Michigan, and now I guess we're getting out of pandemic or whatever we're doing right now with the pandemic. We're in 10 states. We're available nationwide through online, and we're available in Bermuda, the Caribbean. So, you know, and we're still growing and still getting into new markets. So, yeah.
I wanted to, and that's what I wanted to kind of touch on, it was the pandemic. Because a lot of businesses, initially it was like a fear, like, goodness, we're in a pandemic, things are shutting down, what do we do? How did you all come together and say, let's keep pushing? How did you keep that energy going, and what were some things that you did to keep pushing through?
Well, with a lot of businesses, I know they had to pivot as well. They had to start figuring out how to get to their customers if their customers couldn't come in, you know, because a lot of things were shutting down. We pivoted in many different ways, but I do have to say our business tripled especially in the beginning of the pandemic, because everybody started drinking. I think because people was like, they didn't know what was going on. They didn't know what was happening. So our business actually tripled, but we actually had a conversation. We're like, okay, so we're still only in Michigan at this point. How are we going to get to consumers? Cause we can't do tastings right now. We can't do events. And this is where Don shines, because he is that creative. I am not a marketing creative person in that manner. And so we had a conversation, and he was like, you know, we really need to get on social media. I need to work more on social media and our marketing. And so we pivoted, and he found actually an online retailer to start selling our tequila. So because that is becoming a big thing as well, online ordering, because people started ordering liquor.
DoorDash and all.
Somebody told us they had our tequila the other day through DoorDash. We was like, really?
So there were a few things that happened in the pandemic, and absolutely. So any business, you have to pivot. The more, you know, chefs or cooks in the kitchen, it makes it harder to pivot. When you're a smaller brand or an emerging brand, you can pivot a lot quicker because you don't have the checks and balances, the paper, you know, trails, like you don't have the meetings. You can actually do it a lot quicker. But there were a few things. So the end of 2019, we found out that Nay was the first Black woman to own or co-own. And it was like, okay, we're gonna create this narrative. We have to go with that. 2020 came around. January is always slow. The holiday, you know, hangover. And so February, we were booking our trips to California and Florida to expand into those markets. The pandemic hit, obviously.
In March.
So it was, wow, what are we going to do? And it was a scenario where, it was 110% social media marketing, more media outreach, and all of that. So it was in end of March that Nay got into Forbes magazine. So online, you know, came out. And then there were some other things that happened where there was some confusion with the name of the tequila before. It used to be called another name. And it was, okay, we're going to change the name before we go national. I didn't want, I had clients with my Teak Life platform. So Teak Life, it has now actually become a multimedia marketing company. And so I didn't want my clients to get this confusion between the name of the previous name of the tequila, which was Teak. It was it was Teak.
Yeah.
And Teak Life. So I didn't want that to get, you know, kind of confused. So within 48 hours, we changed the name of the tequila to Anteal because there was a deeper connection as well. We already had the name.
We did.
We were going to use it for something else. We were going to come out with something else. But Anteal is short for Antillean Crested Hummingbird, and it's a species of hummingbird that we saw in the Dominican when we got engaged.
Right.
Aww.
So
it's a personal story.
It's a lot more meaningful.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So, I think I knew that.
So that's what happened. But then what also happened, too, is when Nay's story came out, unfortunately, there was a lot of the George Floyd incident. And the police brutality that came out, you know, that was just being shown during the early on in the middle of the pandemic.
Right.
And what happened was really interesting because there was just a big focus on Black-owned products and Black-owned brands, which, you know, rightly so there always should be. But we would be sitting outside and get an email from somebody that, oh, you're mentioned in Cosmopolitan magazine. So the brand got a lot of light. It got a lot of shine because of, you know, an unfortunate thing that happened.
Yeah.
But that also kind of helped us with to make it through a pandemic where a lot of businesses
did not,
unfortunately.
Yeah.
You know, and the great thing is it allowed Nay to tell her story, which got noticed by PanCan.
I mean, I had always wanted to volunteer with the Pancreatic Cancer Network, but I never really had the time and or didn't really know how to. So I actually reached out to them, and then I started volunteering with the Detroit affiliate, and then they started noticing about the story. They noticed that every time I was on the news or in any interview that I was mentioning about PanCan and things like that. So I am now actually a national advocate for the Pancreatic Cancer Network and actually did a commercial. It was last year, 2021.
Yeah.
They actually came out production for 2 days and did a national commercial for PanCan, and then I was also a speaker for our Voices in Action Day, which was last year as well in June, and I spoke before Congress regarding pancreatic cancer to, you know, shed more light and awareness about pancreatic cancer. So yeah, and now actually they have a campaign going on now, right? That they did an email blast couple weeks ago, and they have my face and my story, and they are actually sending a mailer out to millions of people in the U.S. with my face and my story on it. So, yeah, I'm, you know, out there nationally.
She's
as a pancake.
I can't wait
exactly. You know, it's crazy, but you know, I'm glad I'm able to share my story because it is getting more awareness to pancreatic cancer, especially in the Black community and people of color communities, because a lot of people are not aware of, you know, some of the symptoms and things that can happen as far as pancreatic cancer. And then, you know, a lot of people of color don't like going to the doctor, right?
Can you share with some of the, go
yeah,
for it.
I mean, I'm saying they don't like going to the doctor, but some of these instances you have to, because there's no cure for pancreatic cancer. And if it gets to a certain stage, you are going out of here real quick. So, you know, I need people to know that and be aware of that.
So what are some symptoms that are people may not even know that are a symptom?
Everybody is different because my symptoms were different. But if you have jaundice, which is the yellowing of your eyes and things like that, because your gallbladder is not working properly and so it can't get the bile out of your body. You can also have a protrusion in your stomach, almost like feeling like a heart protrusion. You can have a fever. You can, you know, loss of appetite. It's just so many different symptoms that you can have. Mm-hmm. My symptoms, I actually went into the hospital with a temperature of 106 degrees. And that is concerning because that is seizure territory. If your body gets that hot, your brain gets that hot, you can have a seizure. So I actually went into the hospital presenting with that temperature, but I was freezing. Myself, I was freezing, but my body was very hot. And when they were trying to figure out what was going on, they gave me a CT scan and they found a mass on my pancreas. They couldn't say, you know, it was cancer at the time because they don't do that. But they found a mass on my pancreas and all these tests that I was taking. And yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was the whole bunch of stuff after that. You know, I had a surgery a couple weeks after that. I couldn't walk for a while because where my surgery is in the abdomen. So they cut my abdomen. So I was in a wheelchair for a while and things like that. So, yeah, it was an experience.
And you just share it. So, like, yeah, they did this.
It was so much more to it. But one thing out of that and what I do tell people about and what I really advocate is your mindset. And that's why with our business mm-hmm. and just challenges that come in life, I just approach them with a very optimistic mindset. Like, it's going to be okay. I'm going to figure it out. We're going to move forward. We're going to keep moving, whatever it is. When I had pancreatic cancer, I was the one in the hospital. Everybody around me was crying and like, oh, my God, you're going to die and everything. I was like, I'm going to be fine. I will be out of here in 2 weeks. I was out of there in 2 weeks. I was like, I will walk in a good month and a half. I did that, all of that. And I know it was because of my mindset. Wow. I would not let my mind go to, oh, my God, I'm going to die or something like that. That would never cross my mind.
Wow.
In my head, it was like, I'm going to be fine. I'll be out of here in a couple weeks.
I love that. You're right. Your mindset is, yes, like on another level. And to have gone through that experience and to carry it so gracefully as you do, like, it's so commendable. Like, you have a decision to make.
Yes. You do. Especially in that moment when they told me I had pancreatic cancer and I was going to have to get, it's called a Whipple procedure is what I got. And I, at that moment, I was like, I am going to get out of this surgery. I'm going to be fine. But and knowing that they were cutting out, you know, the head of my pancreas, they were cutting my stomach, they were taking out my gallbladder, they took out some of my intestines and rearranged everything and all of this stuff. And I was like, I'm still going to be fine. And it was an 8-hour surgery, but, you know, I'm still here 16 years later. So.
Oh, my goodness. So. That is so amazing. Yeah. And, you know, when you think about things like that, when I've been practicing, you know, we're qualified for the certain roles that we're in life. Mm-hmm. God chose you and said, I need this doctor in this room with her because she has things to do. She has work that. And she's on assignment still.
I feel that. I feel I'm still here because I still have a lot to give, you know, to the communities out there. I still have some stories to tell. I still have some people to encounter and to help.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is so beautiful. I love that. We have to always remind ourselves. I'm sure you don't have to. I'm sure it's just with you. But at times you have to remind yourself, you know, when you get in those moments of defeat, when you feel like, you know, mm-hmm. this is end all be all, you're still here. And yes, you went through a whole experience. On one of my previous seasons, I shared my open heart surgery. Mm-hmm. And now I was a baby, so my memory of it, you know, isn't as strong. Well, I couldn't tell you much about it, but besides the scar that I see every day.
Right.
And it really makes you look at yourself and see how specially made you are. Because, you know, not mm-hmm. many people can say, you know, oh, I survived this. I made it through that. Mm-hmm. And to be able to say that, to be able to say I went through X, Y, and Z and I'm here, mm-hmm. like that tells you mm-hmm. you have work to do.
Absolutely.
You have more, you know, hearts to heal, more mm-hmm. lives to save.
I truly believe that.
Yes.
The scars, because we were just on vacation, you know, we were talking to a woman that had gone through multiple surgeries, and she was going back to have another one, and those are testaments of strength, you know, the strength of the body needing to, you know, to be here, to be able to go through it and still be here, but then also the strength to share your story. And that's really, you know, with Nay, I always wanted her to share her story. Mm. And, you know, at one point I kept encouraging. And so it was kind of a slick way to do it where, you know, I got her to share her story, you know, and it just kept compounding and becoming bigger and bigger to where she's the superstar. She's the face of the brand. She is.
Listen,
and I love it.
Essence and Forbes. Yeah. Are we supposed to have you here? Like, are we get an autograph after the
right,
show.
Right.
Well, and she was on Kelly Clarkson. And yes. Like, that was crazy, you that know, to fun. See on a national, well, global, you know, show. But it comes from, you know, one point we were with a bunch of friends hanging out. In the summer, having a bonfire, drinking, having some, you know, playing some music. And I just looked at all of them and I said, we are way too smart. Mm-hmm. We are way too talented to be working for somebody. There is more in life that we should be doing. And it's unfortunate, you know, that or fortunate, however you want to look at it, mm-hmm. that we're the only ones actually doing it.
Out of that group.
Out of the whole group.
It was like nine.
I'm the only
people.
One that didn't have a degree. Like, I went to college for, like, you know, a half an hour. Like, seriously.
Like, that's not for me.
It just wasn't for me.
Professor, but, count me out.
Yeah, it's like, nope, economics, 8:30 in the morning, I'm straight. So it's just a scenario where you don't let anything limit you. Mm-hmm, you correct. Can learn, you know, yourself. You can open the books and, you know, and stuff like that. She has an MBA, so it balances out. But I really did. I thought we were too smart to be living life like this. There's more. We want to be in a position where we can work anywhere in the world, which we did. When we launched our Blanco, we were actually in Cancun.
Wow.
Yeah, when we announced the Blanco coming out, we were in Cancun.
I feel like I remember that.
Yes.
I feel like I remember that.
We were in the pool.
Like, you're just going to drop this right now. And it's like,
we're in the pool.
I'm in the pool. Right. I felt good. The label got approved.
Wow.
Here it comes. But that's the goal. You know, those are some of the goals where it's like to have the flexibility and the freedom to be able to do and whatever you want. And that's what I didn't have. Sitting in an office 9-10 hours a day, it felt like a cage. Eventually, it just feels like a cage. And that's where the hummingbird comes into play, because you never see a caged hummingbird.
Wow. No.
And, you know, so it's real deep, like, you know, the reason why.
A lot.
It's so, I mean, it's so many just different things of the hummingbird and everything with our stories and all of that. We can get real deep with it just because it is so much to it.
Absolutely. Wow. But it's fun, you know, and you're right. Like, that was my cage, and I felt like I had to unlock my cage.
Yeah.
And once I did, I unpacked a lot of stuff, you know, and went through it all. And now I feel we are in a position for so much more in life.
Absolutely.
And that's the thing for people that are maybe doubting themselves or doubting their next move or want something more. You just have to go for it. At some point, you have to say, what is the worst that is going to happen? Don't worry about what anybody else thinks.
Nope.
Everybody, you're always going to get judged.
Right.
I mean, you know,
everybody got an opinion.
My YouTube channel.
You up or you down?
My YouTube channel in the comments. Please. Like, oh, yeah. Yeah.
They're hilarious.
It's pretty funny. But really? But you just don't care. Like, I don't
it's
care.
Funny.
Like, you can't worry about, you have to do what's best for you, because you are who matters.
Right.
Absolutely. You matter to you. And eventually, they'll come aboard. You know, people will jump on, but you're always going to have haters. You're always going to have somebody that doubts you. And I think
it's more of a reflection of themselves.
It is.
That's how I look at it. Mm-hmm. I don't take anything that people have said personally, you know, because we have had haters because I'm a Black woman owning a tequila brand. We've had racist remarks and things like that. But I don't take them personally. I just, like, that's obviously a reflection on themselves.
That's,
I don't take it into myself.
This is my wife, and I want to clap back.
Yeah, he's the man, but I'm like, whatever. They obviously are unhappy or something.
That's exactly what it is. Every time someone's, you know, pointing something out at you, it's because they don't want to address that about themselves.
Exactly. That's people how I look always at it.
They'll show you what they're dealing with mm-hmm. by they mm-hmm. how they respond to exactly. you, how they react to the comments that they post. Mm-hmm. It's insane. And then I think, you know, when I see these people with comments all over the place, it's like, so you have nothing else to do but to sit here right. and comment.
Right. Well, you took all the energy to do that for what?
Well, there's a couple things. Like, people want to see you do well, just not better than them. Mm-hmm. So think about that. They want to see you do well. They don't want to see, you know. And then a lot of the times, we try to buy our happiness. That's why, you know, you see all the good things on social media. You know, people flossing and, you know, buying all this, you know, and that. And I used to do that. Like, you know, you know that.
Yeah,
like
you was a little flashy.
Yeah, a little flashy.
See, he's not like that, right?
No,
right.
I could care less. You give me a $10 Target t-shirt, I'm happy because I'm accumulating wealth. I'm creating generational wealth. You know, even what we do with our daughter, creating, you know, a business for her at 13. She has her own company.
Yes.
Like, these are the things that we're planting the seeds for. So it's like, yeah, it's dope, you know, to have a Rolex, you know, or, you know, a Breitling. It's great. And at one time, that was a goal for me.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'd rather have companies that are going to earn money and change lives of other people. And that's really why, like, on the back of our Antille tequila bottle is create your legacy. Yeah. Because we all have a legacy to create. But, you know, I like to share the good with the bad. Yes, it looks like, you know, we're doing great. 40 awards, like all these different things. But I openly talk about, you know, some of the struggles that we go through and different things like
everything.
That. Because the good is great when you also have bad.
Yeah.
So you have to go through those challenges to grow.
It's growth.
And it's
that's
just
true.
Yeah, and we want people to know the truth.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
everything is not rainbows. You know, when you are an entrepreneur, everything is not rainbows at all. But you tend to grow so much from the things that you learn, from the challenges that you face, and how you approach them, how you resolve them. A lot of people grow very, very much when they're doing something like that, you know, being an entrepreneur.
You know what makes it so special with you two is you're doing it as a couple.
I know. People ask us all the time too. But how are y'all? You guys married? And
marriage
you have
is one thing I hear.
I know marriage is one thing as well. You know, it's all about communication though.
Wow.
And we're not perfect at all. Perfect people at all. But we make sure that we focus on our communication, whether it's personally or professionally. You know, because we have things to do as a family, but also we have things to do in our businesses because we have so many of them and we're growing them.
Wow.
And we're still growing and learning as well. You know,
it was our first TV appearance. So it was Live in the D, Jason Carr.
Yes.
The first thing he asked was, how do you deal with him? Meaning me.
Right.
And I said, you know, we're going to start off like this. I thought this was going to be a good interview.
Right, right.
You know, and so we all laughed and stuff like that. But, yeah, you know, it's challenge. Like, the biggest challenge for her is I always want to talk business. It's fun for me, though. Like, I enjoy it. Like, I truthfully, like, I have a passion for it. So I'll always talk about business.
No.
But it's like she, you know, she does want that downtime where I could just go.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy it. Like, okay, what about this? And sometimes it's just because my brain is always thinking.
Wow.
It's just always going. So, like, I sleep about 4 or 5 hours a night. Mm-hmm. My brain is just always going because I'm looking for how to, you know, integrate our brand into other markets and how to activate, you know, and more things to do. Like, I'm always looking for more to do. That's why, you know, now we co-own a bottled water company.
Yeah.
And it goes hand in hand because their messaging is powerful. It's about mental health awareness. They created a holiday, you know, just to open up and, you know, cure loneliness because we're so lonely. In life, we feel like we have nobody to talk to, but we truly have everybody to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes even talking to a stranger, you know, striking up a conversation, you know, somebody that can't judge you and doesn't know you. But, you know, it goes hand in hand, too, because when you drink, you need to hydrate.
You definitely
need
to drink water
while you're drinking. So Yeah. It's just so many different things that we want to do, and we have unlocked that door now to where we're going to try to do everything we possibly can in life, because when it's my last day on earth, my last breath, I want to look back and say, I'm so glad that I did this.
Wow. Absolutely.
Instead of saying, I wish I would have.
Right.
And that's the biggest thing for me.
That was such a moment of peace hearing you say that, because it makes you feel good. Like, it was worth it. Every bit was worth it. I've left something behind. You know, I'm Absolutely. Known for such great things. Mm-hmm. And you've made so many changes, so many, you know, differences in lives in this world. Like, both of you, it is really special. It is. We touched on the water. Can you tell everyone the name of the brand?
So the name of the brand is Dope Water, and I know.
I mean, it's water.
We were on
it's
Channel water. 2, and right. they were like.
Oh, yes. It's water. Well, I mean, an important part, as Nan said, is the messaging. It is, you know, it is supporting mental health awareness, mental health initiatives, and things of that nature. So that is what attracted us to it as well.
Wow.
And Dope stands for Daring, and it's right on the bottle, Daring, Original, Purpose, and Esoteric. So it's an acronym. And, you know, with that, like I said, we have a national holiday, September 16th every year. It's a national Sit with a Stranger Day. You don't necessarily have to sit with a stranger, really? But it's create a conversation with somebody.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, open up the door so that way you can get to know a little bit more. And the reason for that is the community divide that we have. Like, we need to come together and learn about us all as people, respect all of us. And it would be such a better world if we could do this. But communication starts that.
Yeah.
You know, to be Absolutely. Able to have a conversation with somebody who is maybe very different than you, you know, or to just have that open dialogue. This is where we can have such a better society. So it's got to you got to be the change that you want to see in the world. So let's start there. But also it's about mental health awareness. It should be very common or acceptable to go to therapy as it is to go to a chiropractor, to go to a dentist.
Right.
But there's still a stigma
to
where people, it's like, well, I'm in therapy, and you don't want to admit it. But these are things to help you. You're strengthening your mind. You're strengthening your soul, you know, your demeanor, everything about it. But it's okay to go to the gym. So what's the difference?
You can
be a mess inside, but look fantastic on the outside. But are you really whole?
Right.
And are you really happy?
Are you really happy?
Because we talk about that. We talk about, you know, happiness coming from within. Yeah. But also, as we all know, you never know what someone is going through. And if you talk to someone one day and just a smile or something that you say, and it might change their whole day. You know, it might change them from, you know, contemplating suicide or something like that. It might help them from, you know, doing something that is going to end them up in jail or something like that. You never know what people are going through. So that's why we talk about, you know, with sitting with a stranger day, but also just period in life, you know, give somebody a smile, give somebody, you know, so many people are going around looking mean or whatever it is.
Like,
just have a smile. I mean, I do. He looked like a mugshot sometimes.
But I'm surprised we end up getting this close. I'm like, I'm scared to die. I'm going to talk to him.
But that's the thing. It's funny because people see him and they think he's mean, and he's like the silliest thing.
Yes, he is.
He's like, I'm actually the serious one. Okay. He's the silly one. So, but he looks. You know,
the power of perception.
But it's just like, you know, the other part of it too, the other piece of it is pursuing dreams. So like, that's another mantra of the brand, is that enough people, they just don't go after their passions in life. And that could be because, you know, there's a power of suggestion with parents. Oh, you have to go to college. And even parents are quick to jump on social media. You know, my child got accepted at Penn State, full ride. Well, they don't, you know, necessarily post when they get kicked out for doing, you
right, when they couldn't keep
too
their
much
grades
partying,
up,
you know, in the grades.
And then they go to a different school. You're like, what? Wait, but, what happened? You didn't say that part.
Right.
Right.
But we don't put that pressure. We don't put that pressure on our daughter. You know, like, She can do whatever she wants.
We're going to support her.
As long as she's happy. You know, but like, we want to fully support her. And we feel that as parents or role models or whatever we may be, you know, in life, all of us, is we need to give our children that type of support that they can do anything. We don't have a preconceived, you know, path for them. Their journey is their journey. And wherever it takes them, as long as they're happy, that's the main, that is the main agenda. Wow. Like, that should be the focal point. So pursuing your goals, pursuing your dreams. And that's really why, you know, I was attracted to this brand and becoming part of it, because I mean, I drink a lot of water, not because I drink a lot, but I drink a lot of water. But it was like, okay, where can we go with this brand? And we have some, you know, another expression that we're looking at. We've already been gotten attention from celebrities as far as partnerships. So yeah. So there's a lot of things going on with it. But we started off with just creating and building the brand, building the messaging, and getting in front of people. So, you know, we've had Olympians reach out to us, you know, just different things like that. And so it feels great to be a part of something that is positive.
As well.
That is what, you know, is really important.
Yeah, and that's what I love about you all. You can tell, obviously, you do your research, but there's so much education behind what you do, behind your brand. Mm-hmm. Like, you guys opened my mind to so many things that I didn't even know existed within, like, I keep saying it, within, like, the tequila, like, you know, the whole market of it. I had no idea, and I'm like, this is a thing? You're like, yeah, because such and such. I'm like, oh, the agave has been grown for 7-8 years. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Well, I think in all aspects of all our businesses, we educate in some manner,
it's you important.
Know, because we feel it's giving to the community, giving information, but also, you know, educating, because a lot of people don't know about tequila. A lot of people don't know about business, you know, starting businesses with Teak Life Media. A lot of people don't know about marketing and media, you know, all of those things. So it actually just kind of comes out that we educate in all of them.
And we have fun doing it, you know, and like one of our success points is 23-year-old Haitian guy, Miami area, reached out to us for consulting to create a rum brand of his own. 23 years old. I'm like, wow, okay, this is going to be crazy.
Right.
He did everything that we said. You know, he booked sessions with us, and he created his whole, you know, sell deck, investor deck. And he called me one day, and he goes, Don, and he hasn't. I can't do the Haitian accent,
right, but he got an accent.
Awesome.
I love his accent.
Like, it's super cool. He got, before a product was out on the market, offered a $500,000.
What?
From an investment company.
Wow.
To come out with his brand.
Yes.
I can't speak on it anymore, what happened, but 23 years old, creating a rum brand, doesn't even have it on the market, was offered a $500,000 as an investment. And so, like, that's a true testament, and he just, like, glorified, like, I could have never done it without you guys. And he reached out to so many other small business owners to try to get help and stuff like that. And we charge, obviously, because time is, but we don't charge what these big firms do. Mm-hmm. We want to see people succeed. And that led to, now we're helping somebody create a bourbon.
But we don't do just spirits, because we help someone open, one of our clients, she opened an adult daycare, you know, home, which is actually on their first anniversary. You know, we've we have a client right now that is doing a podcast, and we've helped some others. So it's not just spirits, you know, it is a business. We can do any business. I think most people, just because we are in the spirits industry, they gravitate towards us, but it is a rewarding thing when, because it almost feels like our kids, you know, we're educating them, and then they become successful, and we like, you know, because when he got that offer, we was like, oh my God, because he had no bottle, nothing. It was just his idea.
Yeah.
But he presented it, he listened to us, and he presented it the way that it should have been presented, and an investor was interested.
Yeah. And he's had multiple offers
since then.
But it's just like our kid, like, you know, it's super cool. And it has expanded to, like, where we created Teak Spirits Libations as another separate company, because we had I always we've had see several. She has to check
y'all
me
so funny y'all
it.
Have this
yeah
because like, I know what he's gonna say
don't even have to say anything.
I know what he's gonna say.
We had a very well-known artist reach out to us to create a spirits brand for him, and so it was like within 30 days we had a new company ready to go if we move forward.
And this is the one, because you all were talking about separating the brands.
Yeah,
they
were not going to be a part of Intio. Right. We were actually helping them create their own brand, because you know a lot of celebrities are now creating their own spirits. Mm-hmm. So because this person and their team had seen what we have done, they're like, oh, I want them to help me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of something, a business we didn't really think about, but we talked about it and we said, you know what? We actually put this out in the universe a while ago.
Wow.
That we were going to help others create their own spirits. Wow. And we have forgot that we said that. And it actually came about.
And with Antio, we've had, you know, some discussions with some pretty well-known, you know, celebrities about partnering with the brand. But it's got to fit.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
her story cannot be overshadowed by somebody else's story. Her story is far too important to too many sectors. And, you know, so in our story, you know, it cannot be overshadowed. But there's other things that we're approaching, doing, you know, public speaking. We are trying to work on, you know, I'm just going
to
say it. I'm going to name drop. But we met on Match.com.
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of people, we tell people that, but I don't know if people remember that. But we met on Match.
Don had a girlfriend when we were together for so long. The team would always be like, "Who's this girlfriend?" He's always been my friend. And then I worked with your daughter, and then she would tell me on the low, like, I was like, "Oh,
yeah."
I didn't know you guys met on. I don't think I know.
We met on Match.com.
That's beautiful. Look at y'all.
That story got out. They reached out to us during the pandemic. They did a virtual tasting. They paid us to do a virtual tasting for like 150 of their team members.
Yeah.
They all got kits, you
know.
So and so now we want to discuss being brand ambassadors Match.com. So,
because we met on Match and we are a power couple goals or whatever it is or whatever marketing that they come up with. But we actually met on there and we created, you know, some businesses, and we wouldn't have if we didn't meet on Match.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
we
have an attorney that we're working with with the public speaking and things like that. And also, you know, people have been telling me to write a book for many, many years, because I have so many just different stories about my life, but about pancreatic cancer, that experience, but also just from childhood. You know, I grew up in a domestic violence situation when I was growing up. So I'm a child of domestic violence. And, you know, so that story, you know, and how my character was created because of that. And maybe that's why my mindset became the way that it was. You know, all of these things, a lot of things that we encounter in life, especially when we become adults, it was actually created when you were a child.
Yeah.
And a lot of people need to recognize that a little bit more, that some of your experiences, your environment, and all of those things help create your character, your mindset, and all of that when you were a child. And when you become an adult, it's up to you to recognize some things. You know, some things might not be good, you know, and it's up to you to recognize that and maybe work on that and resolve that. But a lot of people have been trying to get me to write my story about that, because I had a very, very long life of being in a domestic violence situation. And so I'm trying to get that story out. I'm trying to get the pancreatic cancer story out. So there are a lot of things that we're working on in the background.
You know, I have a question too. Having gone through domestic violence as a child, how would you say in what ways have that molded and shaped the woman that you are today? And what were some things that you even had to address and realize, like, oh, that was from when I was a child?
I definitely know it's my character. I definitely know the strength of my character, because I had to deal with a situation as a child against an adult. You know, it was not a biological parent of mine. It was actually my mother's husband, who she married, and he's deceased now. But he was very, you know, manipulative physically and verbally abusive to her. And it created a very strong character in me. I'll say that, wow. You know, from that situation. Now, one of the bad things was I was very angry for a long, long time. And we talked about mental health. I went to therapy when I was in my 20s for several years to work through that. And I still find moments, you know, that I have to work through not being angry, you know, about just any little thing. And I also have to make sure that I am showing emotion, because one of the traits of me being in a domestic violence situation was I could not get emotional. If I showed emotion, he would, you know, holler and scream and do those things. So my emotions were stunted when I was younger because of that situation. So, yeah. So those are things that, you know, I had to work on, you know, and I know a lot of situations of people that I know who were in domestic violence situations that they have their stories to tell as well. And I hope that once I'm able to get this book out or even talk about it more, because I don't talk about it that much.
I don't talk about it that much,
but I'm like, I need to, because I know there are so many situations and people that probably can relate to the story and may not want to share, but if I share it, maybe they'll find some sort of healing, some sort of something to relate to help them on their own journeys.
That's really special, because that's when you kind of get to a place and you realize, you know what, it happened to me, but it's not just about me. It's about, it's bigger than me.
It is.
Someone else, you know, need to hear my story, my healing, in order for them to get the healing that they need.
Absolutely.
You know, those, because, you know, people like go through traumatic experiences and you don't want to, you know, open up, you're afraid. Mm-hmm. And then you realize, oh, there's another little girl who's also afraid, who was once you.
Absolutely.
And you have to guide her as well.
Absolutely. And that's why I still feel that I'm here, because I have so many stories and things to tell, but also people to help.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love y'all. This has been so incredible.
Thank you.
Y'all have unlocked things I didn't even know. I thought I knew you. No.
And there's so much more. You know, there really is.
Like, we're going to do another part too.
We could go on and on and on and on and stuff like that, but it's just like the key is to, you know, always share a story.
Yes.
We all have a story to share, so it's very super important to share that.
Slide this on up here.
Aww. I like bags.
Don't we like bags?
I like these bags, though. We're like, can we use these bags?
Yes. I know. My team, they're amazing. They did that too for y'all. I can't even take no credit. I wanted to thank you both for joining, and I wanted to give you something special. I tried to play the little trick on asking, hey, Nay, what is Don like? Hey, Don, what is Nay like? Y'all are so much alike that y'all said the same thing. Like, I was like,
you probably did.
I'm sure.
You can go ahead and open it.
Okay.
I was cracking up.
We're like the same person. And some, we have very many similarities, but we're very different, but we have similarities.
That is so funny.
We just love being able to, you know, be a part of something where we can share a story, you know, maybe enlighten some other people, and then also on top of it is just, you know, inspire others.
Yeah.
And that's, you know.
Y'all were easy.
You know, I will wear this shirt. You know I have all
twinsies.
The shirts. Right.
Triplets.
You know, I will wear it.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And then y'all same person. So that
did
was
we,
easy.
Did we?
Yes. She said our first date was P.F. Chang. I was like, ooh, that's not my gift for me. No.
Our first date was at P.F. Chang for 3 hours.
Oh,
we had a 3-hour first date.
You know, they were looking at us like, when are these people leaving? Like, seriously, get a room.
Thank you so much. Yeah. We had our first date was 3 hours. It was so funny because we were just talking.
Uh-huh.
And I like to say, because people, you know, how we met and everything. And then after like a week of us talking, okay, so we met on Match. He emailed me a C on a Monday. We started talking on the phone by that Wednesday,
It
was Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
We started talking on the phone by like that Wednesday. That Saturday, we had our first date because, you know, the catfishing.
I don't play.
But, you know, the catfishing either. You'd be like, you know, people be catfishing online. And that's why people say they don't want to date online. But our first date was that Saturday. And I like to say we've talked every day since.
We had.
So.
That is
because
so
it's like, you know, if you're really trying to meet somebody, you mm-hmm. really want to be, you really want to do something, then you do it.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to meet her, you know, I want to go like months or whatever like that. Like I was serious. So it was, okay, let's meet up and the rest is history.
Aww.
And we created history.
How many years later now? It's like 8 years later.
Math is, look, she's the financial person. I'm not good at math.
8 years later.
Okay?
It's 8 years later.
Look, I'm not good at math. Well, thank you so
yes,
much.
Yes, thank you all so much. Like, I am so, so grateful that y'all came. I know we're family. That's just what we
absolutely.
Do.
We are.
So it's amazing.
I know. Yeah. I said it's been far too long. We haven't seen you in person.
And the timing couldn't have been more perfect.
Yes.
I love it. I am
know.
So
most
happy.
People don't know.
I know.
But we told you, right?
So that's all
I
said. That's
up,
all I said. I ain't said nothing else.
Yeah.
Yep. For those who want to add you on social media, website, even, you know, purchase some tequila, can you please tell them, share where they can find you all?
Yeah, it's easy. They can Google Antille Tequila. On top of it, you can go to Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest. What else are we on?
I don't know. You handle all of that.
We on DoorDash,
tequilas,
too.
Tequilas. Obviously DoorDash yeah. now. Like
DoorDash, Drizzlies, but Antille Tequilas. But if you go to our website, AntilleTequila.com, it has a store locator where you can find us. I think we're in available, 400 places in Michigan?
In Michigan.
But nationwide, we're in 10
states. I don't even know.
Nationwide to all 50. So AntilleTequila.com.
Wow. Yeah. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you.
So grateful.
Thank you.
This has been amazing. And thank you all for tuning in. If you are interested also in purchasing a shirt, Unlocked Purpose, you see it fits really well. You can join us at www.unlockedwithkeys.com. Pre-orders are available now. Thank you to my amazing team. Thank you all. Thank you to my amazing guests. So grateful. And our sponsors, of course, Crew Entertainment. Thank you, Jay Drew. Thank you, Next Door Lending. Also, Shamika Shaw with Silver Hair Company. Thank you guys so much. It's been a pleasure. So I'll see you guys. I'm going to see y'all again.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Yes. Of course. Bye. We're going to just go ahead and wave. Bye.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.